Here's what we know now from the weekend. Of course, you know that there was a stabbing in Minnesota where a man shouting Allahu Akbar stabbed as many people as he could until he was shot by an off-duty police officer, thankfully carrying a gun in a place that is not a gun-free zone. Also, we had pipe bombs discovered off the coast of New Jersey in a shore town while they were doing a 5K Marine Corps run. And then Saturday night, a pipe bomb explodes in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan. Also that evening, later up further uptown, they discovered an unexploded incendiary device. And then just last night, at around 1 in the morning, a group of incendiary devices, IEDs, that were in a backpack exploded while a police robot was cutting into the device to investigate it. That backpack had been found earlier Sunday evening by a railway station in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and now five people have been taken into custody for questioning. They are not called suspects or even people of interest at this time, but they police or FBI are certainly acting like they are suspects. So that's where we are. Joining us now to sort a lot of this out is Jim Carafano, leading expert in national security and foreign policy over at the Heritage Foundation. Mr. Carafano, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So, I mean, it's hard to say what's related and what isn't, other than the fact that these are still very terrifying times to live in America, especially in a big city.
So we can start to parse some of these things. So the case out west with the guy and the stabbing, that, with the evidence we already have, clearly kind of fits into the pattern of extremist terrorist attacks related to Islamist radical groups, that, and particularly what we've been seeing the last few years. So if this is confirmed, this will be the 90th Islamist-related terror plot that we know of, aimed at the United States since 9/11. It fits in the pattern we have. People are already here, kind of attacking in the areas where they live, going against soft targets. The other one, I think that's completely, there's no suggestion at all that that's really anything that's gone on the East Coast. The critical thing on the East Coast thing is in every one of these instances, they have found unexploded devices. And though that's like a supermarket of evidence. So I think that's one where we're going to get a lot of information very, very quickly between things like CCTV cameras and forensic evidence from these devices, fingerprints, DNA, all kinds of stuff. There's going to be a lot of leads.
You get an unexploded device, there's always the possibility, as Genova was telling us a moment ago, fingerprints, or that, you know, these apparently were cell phone devices. So where did the cell phones get purchased? What can we learn from, you know, the accounts there? I mean, it really is a treasure trove of information when you have an unexploded device like that.
And there potentially could be DNA as well from the individual, hair and other things. Particles from the apartment. So really, literally, it is a supermarket of stuff. And this kind of makes you kind of wonder what's going on here. A really well-practiced terrorist that knows what they're doing is smarter than leaving unexploded devices around. And in all of these cases, there were devices that didn't go off, and we don't know what that is. But again, we can speculate that maybe because they maybe weren't extremely well-practiced bomb makers. And the other thing is and these are kind of devices which are not difficult to construct, which you can find information on how to do this, and where it's not difficult to get the parts. So the fact that this might be some kind of, you can't preclude the possibility that this is some kind of self-trained group of or bomb maker or group of people.
Yeah. Also, I mean, obviously, as soon as we heard the details, those that we know, we immediately thought about the Boston Marathon bombing and the Zarniev brothers, and because it seems like a similar kind of device. What do you make of the fact that this seems to be a team? They brought five people. They pulled them all over crossing the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, apparently on the way to JFK from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah, you just don't know. Okay, so Islamists have used pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs, but you know what? So have about a zillion other people. I mean, these are some of the most common types of improvised homemade IEDs that you could possibly do. So the fact that somebody built a pipe bomb or a pressure cooker bomb doesn't really tell you anything about their motives, other than that they can read a book or get on the internet.
Right. How about acting as a team, though?
That's interesting. You know, again, we've seen lots of all kinds of terrorist groups going from the, you know, the SDS students back in the 60s, you know, to, you know, white supremacist groups, to all kinds of wacky groups. So, you know, nobody has a quote. Remember the Aum Shinrikyo cult was this incredibly large group in Japan that unleashed the sarin gas attack. So the fact that somebody's operating a group doesn't really tell you very much.
There seems to be a reluctance, or at least there was initially, to label this as terrorism. And some people have said, well, you know, it technically, to be an act of terrorism, there are certain criteria that need to be met. But, I mean, isn't it terrorism? I mean, most people in the common parlance of the word, isn't when you blow up a bomb, isn't that terrorizing people?
No. So, and I'm sympathetic to that. I mean, so we literally have hundreds of bombings in the United States. I mean, the FBI has a database of this stuff. You know, pipe bombs kind of go off all the time. And, you know, and just because there was an explosion of some kind of improvised explosive device doesn't allow you to say it's, because we have lots of them and they're not terror acts. They're all kinds of wacky, stupid things, you know. So I'm definitely in the camp that, you know, we don't need to rush to judgment. I mean, look at these things in most every, you know, we've had, like I said, 90-plus plots. In almost all of them that I can think of, at most, it was a few days before we were able to clearly identify the motives of the attackers. So I'm not sure why people have to rush to judgment on these things.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. James Carafano, greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
You bet.